Hello, is Shirley there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
One of my sons works over for an international development agency in the interior of Myanmar, Burma, where they have no access to doctors or hospitals. They need to fly to Bangkok to get any medical care. Their daughter, my little granddaughter, will soon turn 3, and I happened to mention to them that you and your clinic had been very helpful concerning some health issues my 8-year-old Seattle grandson was having. And my daughter-in-law, who is Chinese, said, "Oh, could you please ask Dr. Wright if he thinks it would be safe to give any vitamins to our daughter? And if so, what would he recommend for a 3-year-old, such as a multivitamin or vitamin A and D prophylactically, and also what would he recommend to fight off a cold or flu or other infections?" And I mentioned to them that a woman had called in a while back and asked if it would be safe to give her 8-year-old son some potassium iodide, SSKI drops, to fight off an infection. And I said I thought you had recommended vitamin A and D is the first line of defense, and only then, if that failed, buying the SSKI, the potassium iodide drops. And I happened to send some of her Bernard solution back with my son when he was visiting at Christmas. So I should just say that my granddaughter is not chubby, but she's not thin. I guess maybe around 30 pounds, and she's generally very healthy. But she's also often the first one in the family to come down with a cold or worse. So if you could recommend, if you would recommend anything to be given on a regular basis, and also what to do
yes,
in
ma'am.
Case of an infection. Great.
Yes, ma'am. Now, this has to be general because it,
right.
of course, is always helpful to have some, what shall I say, personal health history and do a little physical exam just to see what all might be going on with that individual. So
right.
in general, for somebody who's
yeah,
3.
And she is healthy
yeah.
in general.
Okay,
right.
good. In general, let's start with vitamin D. Now, you might think that taking vitamin
D
for a little one.
D
as in doggy, yes. That is really an essential one for support of many things, including the immune system. And for whatever reason, there's this myth out there that giving very much vitamin D to small children couldn't possibly be safe.
I just missed the last part. Giving vitamin D to
I say there's a myth that giving vitamin D or vitamin A to small children couldn't possibly be safe. Well, let me tell you what blew that myth away, and that was a research article published in The Lancet, a major medical journal,
right.
back in the year 2000. And what did they do? Well, the physicians who were running the research recommended that mothers, as soon as their babies were born, these are newborns, give them 2,000 units of vitamin D a day, every day. That's what they recommended. And there were over 10,000 women and babies in this study. And what they did then was they just waited 31 years, and then, remember, they got socialized medicine there so they can get into individual medical records. That's the way socialized medicine is. They checked the 31-year-olds who'd gotten 2,000 units a day of vitamin D 31 years later, and they found that in those ones where the mummies had paid attention and giving their kids 2,000 units of vitamin D a day from in the first year of life, that there was actually 80% less type 1 diabetes, 80%.
Wow.
And the mummies who had not given their children the vitamin D, they just ignored the advice, they had that much more type 2 diabetes. And the mummies who'd paid attention, well, they had 80% less type 2 diabetes. I didn't say none. I did say 80% less. Now, how that's relevant to anything is nobody reported any adverse effects from 2,000 units a day every day from the first year of life. Nobody. Zero. So it's got to be safe if you can give a newborn 2,000 to give a 3-year-old 2,000 units a day. Now, it comes in a drop. That's really cool. There's a company called Biotics Research with whom I am not attached or affiliated. And one drop of their vitamin D is, guess what, 2,000 units. And one just puts it under.
I happen to send some of that back with my son, too. Good.
Yeah, well, you just use a drop a day, and that's all. And if you happen to be an adult, you use two or three drops a day. And for children in between, you use in between amounts.
On a regular basis, then.
Yes, ma'am. That would be just like that child is living in the tropics, getting plenty of sunshine. And by the way, if she's getting plenty of sunshine, then you back off on the vitamin D because she's getting it from the sunshine. But if she's not getting it from the sunshine, it needs to be a drop
a
day.
Now, I have to. Anything else?
Like, yes, ma'am. I have to go rather quickly here because we're coming up on a break. I'm gonna do it. And that is the vitamin A. Now, the World Health Organization says that the evidence that vitamin A helps to prevent infections is so strong that it should be unethical to run any more trials against placebos because vitamin A has such strong evidence. Now, you got a three-year-old, and yes, you don't want to be using bunches and bunches of vitamin A, but that same company with whom I am not affiliated makes vitamin A once again in drops, and a drop of the stuff a day is something like, let's see, two drops are 12,500. Yeah, so a drop of vitamin A a day would not be too much for that child either, any child 3 years old, but just one drop, ma'am. Now, we can't get vitamin A from sunshine or anywhere else, so we just use a drop a day. Okay, A and D are big protection against infection. Now, there's one other thing, and then I'm going to have to go to our break here. There's one other thing. Please go online, ma'am, online, to a company called International Anti-Aging Systems. Now, they were originally based in the UK, but the FDA and the UK medical authorities got after them, and they had to move to Singapore and Hong Kong. But they're still a very good British company, even though they're over there. And please, when you get to International Anti-Aging Systems, put in the words into the search called First Line. Now, what?
First Line?
L-I-N-E, yes. And that's short for First Line of Defense. What that is a little kit. It's a cardboard box, contains two or three liquid things and one other thing. It's a kit. And what it does is it exactly duplicates what the human body does when it's fighting an infection. No kidding. And so people can keep these in their homes. And if an infection is coming on and the vitamin A and D hasn't stopped it from coming, well, you get out this First Line thing and you mix it according to the instructions and you take it, and you can read the science behind this and the different things it's cured all at that International Anti-Aging System website. And so you just keep those up on the shelf until you need them.
It contains medications or something?
No way, ma'am. It contains exact duplicates of what the human body does. Read about it online. Yes. It's a new product, about 6 months old, but it has been tested thoroughly before it was brought to market. You can read about it online, First Line. And we've got one on the shelf at home in case our vitamin A and D doesn't protect us. And then, of course, the very last thing is anytime we're coming down with something, we want to take some extra vitamin C because that helps chase away infections too.
Vitamin C is in cat.
As in cat, yes. And there's a so-called buffered vitamin C that's not hard on the stomach and intestines.
And how much for a child that is?
Well, if we're a three-year-old, we probably wouldn't be going past 2 or 3 grams a day, and that's only when the infection's coming on, not every day.
I missed it. How much?
2 or 3 grams a day for a child that age, but only when the infection is coming on.
Now, for
everyday use for a child that age, I just go with 1 gram. Remember, our livers are supposed to make vitamin C, but they can't because of our genetic defect. And when we get an infection, if we happen to be a mouse or a cat or a dog or anything else other than a human or an ape, our livers make a whole bunch of vitamin C in response to that infection. So we just copy that.
Thank you so very much. I'll pass it all along. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, and thank you for calling about that. Again, this is general information. Check with your own doctor if you have any questions, please. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.